This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Over in Paris, the UN's big climate change conference wrapped up its first week today. And now that all the politicians are gone, actual negotiations starting to happen, focused on the real-life ramifications of a warming planet. Among those are rising sea levels. In places like the Mekong River Delta in southern Vietnam, life revolves around water. People spend a whole lot of their time in boats, even grocery shops and gas stations are on the water. But now the floodplains that have helped that region become the rice bowl of Vietnam are facing rising seas. The BBC's Fergus Nickel reports.
It's a little after six in the morning, and this floating market has been going strong since around three. Instead of supermarket aisles, our little boat is running slowly between the long, lean wooden hulls of market sampans, and some of them are lying low in the water with the weight of their cargo. There are two side by side over there, simply groaning with mounds of slim green pineapples. A lot of the small boats are steered along by women in the typical conical straw hats. That boat over there has what looks like sweet potatoes or cassava in transparent plastic sacks piled on the deck. Carrots, the onions over there, and it all looks together like an incredibly bountiful place. But the pressures on the farmers here in the Delta have been growing steadily every year.
In previous years, when the weather was good, we could farm rice as well as seafood. Our livelihoods were secure. But over the last year, the weather has changed and the water level has dropped significantly, so we can't farm fish or shrimp.
Those upstream dams in Laos and Cambodia are worrying the WWF, a charity devoted to protecting the wildlife and the environment. Mark Guasho is from the WWF's Greater Mekong Project. He says the level of development in the region is having an alarming impact on the ecosystem.
Things have changed drastically over the past 20 years, meaning entire villages are falling at sea.
Out on the water now, on the river delta of Nine Dragons, and moving along one of those nine main branches of the Mekong, you get a real sense not just of the scale of this enormous biosystem, but also of its proximity to the sea, because the entire population of the Mekong Delta lives less than 3 meters above sea level. So rising ocean levels, coupled with coastal erosion that's already eating into hundreds of meters of shoreline, are very real problems. But they're far from the only problems here. Temperatures are rising, measured and proven. Rainfall is falling, also measured and proven. And now add in the creeping salination of the rice-growing croplands by encroaching seawater, and you have a collision of potentially devastating elements.
The BBC's Fergus Nickel for us in the Mekong Delta in southern Vietnam.